I recently read The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. The idea of the book is to look at all aspects of our lives one day at a time with a sense of gratitude. I noticed that in following the program, my attitude changed. I realized that I do have a great deal to be thankful for, and I have become happier. I can see that even in life's difficulties, there were blessings. Viktor Frankl also wrote about gratitude in Man's Search for Meaning. Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist living in Vienna, Austria, when the Holocaust began. He managed to survive despite being surrounded by death in some of the most notorious concentration camps. How did he do so? He controlled his thoughts, the one freedom that could not be taken away from him, by focusing on life after he would be released from the camps and by always finding things to be thankful for. He concluded that gratitude is like gas entering a vacuum chamber. No matter how little there is to be grateful for, it expands to fill the void. In other words, no matter how little we have, no matter how big our problems are, if we are truly conscious of our blessings and grateful for them, a tremendous feeling of joy fills us and completes us. Living in a developed country, we have a tremendous amount to be thankful for. Each of us has so much more than even the wealthiest of our ancestors. Just go through your day and say thank you for every good thing, and then observe how amazing you feel. Life really is beautiful.